Rising water on the seacoast, less snow on the ski slopes, more frequent storms bringing heavy rain and ice. That's the forecast for New Hampshire in the coming years. But how that forecast will translate to policy at the local level is another question. And as NHPR's Rita Green reports, many voters concerned about climate change see little to inspire them in this year's election debates.
Last Halloween was not a great one for Chelsea Lent. You might remember a bad storm blew through New Hampshire. There were evacuations across towns near the White Mountains. Lent is one of the owners of a campground in Warren along the Baker River, which overflowed its banks that day. She points out where the water swept away campfire rings and dropped all kinds of debris.
Picnic tables were pushed into the neighbor property.
There used to be a bathhouse that was compromised and had to be taken down. And the road was destroyed. I think we probably had weeks worth of putting that back.
This is one of the predicted results of climate change, more frequent storms bringing bursts of heavy precipitation, rain that overwhelms stream banks and drainage systems. Lent says for her business, it's meant several floods in recent years of their most desired waterfront campsites.
The riverbed used to be over to the left more, but now it's coming directly at the property. And
have you thought about just giving up on this section?
We have, but this is where people like to be because it is along the river and so.
I think the upper level is going to have riverfront someday.
That's her business partner, Carol Clark, jumping in. They say environmental issues are on their minds with the election coming up.
I would like to see a more aggressive approach, yeah, because I think, again, it's going to have lasting impacts on landowners and business owners and the wildlife.
Climate change and environmental policy has historically broken along party lines, with Democrats pushing more aggressive action and Republicans raising skepticism about the real risks. That's true in the state's top races this year for governor and both congressional districts. But Lent says she's an independent and hasn't decided how she's going to vote. To a certain extent, her uncertainty reflects the fact that this campaign season, climate change doesn't seem to be a key political issue. It's eclipsed by others, the cost of energy and health care, and things like the opioid crisis. That's frustrating to voters like Terry Roper of Waterville Valley, the ski town in the Whites.
I think the Democrats should actually come out stronger on the environmental issues.
I spoke with her while she caught a quiet lunch with her family at a small cafe. She's worried the consequences of a warming planet will be dire.
And I think about my grandkids and my great-grandkids, and I just want there to be something there.
Just across the town square at the local pub, Mark Phillips was having lunch as well, taking a break from the stone pillar he's building for a new Welcome to Waterville Valley sign. He lives in the town of Lisbon on the other side of the White Mountains. He's a Republican, and he says he, too, cares about environmental issues here.
I do a lot of photography as well as masonry work, so I believe that the environment, especially up here, is very important.
Yeah, are you concerned about climate change?
Not at all.
I ask him about the winters, the forecasts of less and less snow as the years go on, which will hurt the ski industry here.
I don't understand that at all because where I live, we have snow from, and we had snow yesterday, and we have snow all winter long until sometimes almost into April, so.
He says he's not necessarily a Trump fan, but the president's policies seem to be working. At least, most importantly, the economy's doing well, so the environment can wait.
It's an issue I think about, but it's not something that consumes me to change a vote. So.
That focus on the economy reflects the Republican message this year in New Hampshire. Both incumbent Governor Chris Sununu and congressional candidate Eddie Edwards say we need a market-driven approach to any changes in energy policy. Many voters feel the same way, and among those who do care most strongly about climate issues are people who are already seeing it impact their bottom line. Take Ian Cullison, for example, who runs the cross-country ski center at Waterville Valley and says they've been very affected by warmer winters in recent years.
And really, the viability of this industry has kind of gone towards looking at snowmaking and non-snow year activities. So, like, biking in the winter has become a bigger thing, especially for us, because if our snow is really bad and scary, then it gives us something for people to still come up and do and have a good time.
He'd like the issue to be more at the forefront.
I'd love to see just a better local discussion and initiatives that are focused on sustainability at the local level. I mean, that's just the focus, just trying to get everybody more engaged.
Climate change shouldn't just be a Washington political football to be punted around, he says, but instead something to talk about and vote on now. For NHPR News, I'm Breacha Green.
It's Morning Edition from NHPR.